China's birth rate dropped to a record low in 2025. The total number of births was just below 8 million. That's a 17% drop from the year before. Well, now Beijing wants to get rid of relationships with AI chatbots. New regulations went into effect yesterday to set emotional boundaries between humans and AI. The hope is that by discouraging virtual companionship, people will be inclined to, I don't know, have more babies in real life. Matt Sheehan joins us now. He is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. His research covers global tech issues with a focus on China. Matt, good morning and welcome. This is fascinating. How can you regulate out relationships with AI chatbots? But how is this being done? And could this really help China's fertility crisis, do you think?
So they have requirements in a few different buckets. They really want to prevent addiction to these companions. They want to prevent people from becoming psychologically dependent on them. And they want to prevent sort of psychological harms that might come from forming these deep relationships. So, and they have extra protections for minors. So on the addiction front, they have mandatory time limits for minors. They have, you have to remind people that they're having a conversation with AI, not a human. On things like psychological impacts, you have to set up an emergency contact when you form one of these accounts to have a relationship with a companion. And if it seems like the conversation is veering into sort of dangerous territory, someone's thinking about hurting themselves, then they have to, the company has to alert the emergency contact for that person.